Now it's Monday. That means Randy Gorman is here with the WXXI Business Report. And Randy, we've heard a lot in the last couple of years about the growing hemp industry, and you say a local company is expanding?
Yes, Beth, timely for them, considering what New York is thinking about doing with cannabis. The company called NoWave, it currently leases space near the airport in Gates for its hemp processing facility. And company co-owner and compliance officer Brian Lane tells us they now plan to move into their own building nearby in Chi Lai, that's also near the airport. Lane says a big reason for the expansion is to gear up NoWave so they can also process cannabis-related products when those sales are eventually licensed in New York State.
Once the legislation is written, everybody will be put on the same playing field and submit applications. We hope we will be looked at it in a good light because we have been a successful processor here in the state the last 3 years, following all the standards set by the hemp research program. So we believe we'll be in a good standing for that position.
There may be a bit of a wait, though, for those regulations to come forth from the state. As our colleagues at City Magazine reported recently, the head of the state's Cannabis Control Board during a stop in Rochester said she anticipates licenses for the first recreational marijuana dispensaries in the state will not be issued until the spring of 2023 at the earliest. NoWave, by the way, which already sells its hemp products in several states, now employs 28 people, and Lane tells us they hope to possibly double that workforce if that cannabis license is granted. An Albany-based hydrogen fuel cell company, which already has some operations in the Rochester area, is expanding again. Plug Power held a grand opening ceremony late last week for its new facility on John Street in Henrietta. The plant's general manager, Dan O'Connell, says Plug Power already provides fuel cell technology that is used on forklifts and warehouses around the country, among other applications. O'Connell notes that the federal infrastructure bill also puts an emphasis on technology needed to help improve the environment, and he says the hydrogen fuel cell components that Plug Power makes fits in with that focus.
I think it's a great time to be in the green technology that we're in. And I think we are one of the few providers out there that can provide an end-to-end solution. We can provide the hydrogen, we can provide the fuel cells, and we can do all those different applications. So it's really a great time to be in the industry.
Plug Power continues to expand locally. Recently, it was announced they'll be the first tenant for the Stamp Industrial Park in Genesee County. They already have operations at the Eastman Business Park and in Gates. The longtime executive director at the Builders Exchange of Rochester is leaving that job for another post. Aaron Hilger, who's led the Builders Exchange since 2003, will leave at the end of this year. He'll become CEO of a national trade group, the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors National Association. The Builders Exchange has hired a search firm to look for the organization's next leader. It says while the search will be national, the initial focus will be on local talents. The Konar Center for Tolerance and Jewish Studies at Nazareth College naming Rabbi Alan Katz as their interim executive director. Katz is Rabbi Emeritus at Temple Sinai in Rochester. The Konar Center seeks to provide educational opportunities for all students on Judaism, Jewish texts, and tolerance. And Jeffrey Harris named the 21st chairperson for RIT's Board of Trustees. Harris is a Maryland resident. He served on the RIT board for nearly 15 years, graduated in 75 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Photographic Sciences. He now consults for both industry and government organizations. He previously served as an executive with Lockheed. And a Florida-based sub shop chain now in Rochester. The company's called Firehouse Subs. They're in their third location in Rochester, in the state, with a shop that opened up last week on West Henrietta Road. The location under the ownership of Jenny Blaine. She's described as a lifelong Rochesterian and a first-time restaurant owner who comes from years in the IT industry. Firehouse Subs was founded by former firefighting brothers, and the restaurant decor reflects the family's decades of fire and police service with some gear and photos donated by local fire departments. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.